This is the Las Vegas Sports Network. I'm here with Bryn Davis. Damn it. I don't know what else to call him. Bryn Davis coached me in high school, but he's one of the world-renowned trainers on the track and field. He's coached athletes that hold world records, national records, that have raced in world-class races.
Shout out to Arborview High School.
Definitely. Shout out to Arborview High School. Bryn, what you been up to?
Coaching athletes, man. Now I'm recruiting. You know, it's recruiting season, so this is a good time to recruit. But this is what I do. This time of year in the summer, these are my off months. August, September, I get online, man. I go on Instagram, and so there's some people out there probably listening right now or following me right now on Instagram, and they know, like, yeah, that dude was in my DM. That's what I do. Like, I find the kids that are running fast from programs that they may not have a coach waiting for them when they get out of school. And I reach out and I say, hey, I'm in Las Vegas. I've been doing this for X amount of years. This is what I do. This is how I've done it. Come out to Vegas. Let's see if we can break some records.
Tell us about Ivy, because he's a personal friend of mine, but this might get some of the high school students, give them an idea of what you can actually do.
Okay, Ivy Dobson, when I started coaching Ivy, he was a punter on the football team. And I remember I was working with Arborview, and I said, you know, I coach guys, I make them faster. They were really about their football team getting better. So I said, if you ever need any help, I'm out there. I go out there, and I see this string bean kid, you know, long, crazy Corbin blue High School Musical fro, and he's the fastest kid out there, but he's not a part of the team.
Right.
I'm like, yo, coach, like, why isn't this kid giving he's too fast. So I talked to him. I said, come out to track. I'll put you in college for free. Worst case scenario, you try to run track, you'll go to college for free. Fast forward, he becomes the fastest 200-meter runner in state history. I mean, the kid made himself, man. Like, after about 2 years of working with me, 21:01 into a headwind, full ride scholarship to DePaul. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just, I go back to it, and this is, like, not taking shots at anybody with that program, of course. But there was a transformative period for me and you know, my boys when we were running. But I don't think we quite knew how to do it until you came along. So I'm always appreciative. I knew when you came.
That means a lot, honestly, bro.
It's just the truth, and I mean, I immediately was told that my form was jacked, and, you know, my feelings were hurt a little bit, but whatever, man.
I do have a very unique way to give people news.
Yeah.
I don't like to beat around the bush because, you know, you don't know what's going to fly out. So I just tear the bush up real quick, take everything out, and you rebuild. But I think I'm unique as a trainer or as a coach in that I train an athlete's mind well before I try to change a body. Because at a certain level, you know an athlete when you've seen him. Like you, for example. I could look at you, like, this kid was built like he'd been lifting weights day one. Like, he was an Adonis. You could see a kid, you know an athlete, how they move, so yeah. You have the body. But at a certain level, everybody has the body.
Yeah.
The difference is this. That's why before every race you ever ran, before by fours, everything, even to this day I do it. Pro level, high school, doesn't matter. I look at my athletes and I point to my temple because I let them know it's here. So that's why I come out and I try to, especially with young people, I try to give them a love for the sport, an appreciation for their greatness, to let you know, like, you're competing in the fifth largest school district in the country and you're about to win a state championship in the 4x4, which is arguably the most sought after gold medal in all in track and field. Yeah. It's the crown jewel. It ends the meet. So I came to Arborview and I said, I want to create a culture of track and field, because that's what I was given by my coach, my mentor, when I was in college, a guy who kind of put me on this path of being a coach. He taught me to love something. So that's the first thing that I won't even coach an athlete that doesn't love to run. Like, I don't care about your skill level.
Yeah.
If you're not trying to be great, if you don't love this as much as I do, good luck. Find somebody else.
I think this is a good place to segue, and I like that you mentioned when you see an athlete, when you see the form, you think that you can mold it into something, and then that will, of course, comes into play. But I want to segue into a talk that's kind of off discussion, but it'll plug in. Mm-hmm. Mayweather and McGregor are going to have this crazy cross-platform boxing match right here in Vegas.
Home.
In our backyard.
Yes.
And I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what it takes for McGregor to lay a hand on Mayweather in this fight.
Like, in a street fight, McGregor probably going to end him.
In the octagon, of course,
too. Yeah, in a Street Fighter in the octagon,
yeah,
where you can kick and choke people, yes. But let's start with what I just came from,
sure.
Sports psychology, the mind of the athlete, right?
Yep.
McGregor comes from a world of physicality. There's no denying that a mixed martial artist is amongst the most athletic athletes on the planet. The conditioning, the physicality that it takes to do that is insane. Boxers, up until I saw how MMA guys trained, because I've worked with a lot of those guys and I have some sponsors that are MMA companies. Shout out on it. But I've seen how these guys train. Boxers, physicality, phenomenal. Physicality is great as well. However, boxing is called the sweet science for a reason. There is a science to it. There's an art that only comes after so much experience. And even at the age of 41, and what's McGregor, 29, I think, not only, like, is he going to outlast him? Is he going to beat him in a 12-round decision? I highly doubt it. McGregor is going to have to come out and try to knock him out,
yeah,
which I think is going to put him in a very vulnerable place.
And it makes me think of that instinctual attitude that he might go back to. And when it comes to instinct in the octagon, it looks a little different than instinct in a ring. But I want to talk about the type of training it would take, you know, to cross platforms like that.
Like if I was training him, what would I would do?
Yeah, go ahead and give us that synopsis.
Which one? Let's go. I'll go one by one. If I was training McGregor,
yeah,
what I would do to prepare him for Floyd, I would make him a gorilla.
Yeah.
Physicality. If he's going to beat Floyd, it's going to have to be physical. I'm pretty sure he's already naturally larger than Floyd, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
He's younger than Floyd. So I would focus primarily on his explosion. Sports psychology-wise, I think they're doing this. When you mm-hmm. see him go at guys like Mike Tyson on those little conversations, I seen something yeah. the other day, and he went at Tyson even. Like, he's a tiger. He's an animal. And that's where he needs to be mentally. He needs to go in that ring and either, if he gets knocked out, what does he lose?
Nothing.
If he throws a crazy punch and Floyd catches him slipping and knocks him out, hey, you're supposed to get knocked out. But if he goes in there and he goes at Floyd, like, no one's ever went at Floyd. A boxer knows what not to do.
Yeah.
A boxer knows if I do this, Floyd's going to take this apart. Yeah. If McGregor doesn't try to be a boxer, he might have a chance. If I was training him sports psychology-wise, that's what I would do.
So you're saying that he shouldn't try to lend his skills to what Mayweather's going to be doing?
No, do not fight his – what are you going to – you're going to outbox him?
Yeah.
is that your plan? Yeah. What they say, easy check?
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy check. But if he goes in there somehow, some way, turns that fight into a who has the best body,
yeah.
he wins. I'm not going into a camp with McGregor trying to work on glove skills too much. That's 10% of the program. Physicality. If I'm Floyd, last the first three,
yeah.
be safe, don't do anything stupid, don't take any crazy risks. What is he going to go? 4 rounds, knock you out then? You pick him apart.
Yeah.
So I train one. Crazy physicality, I make him a damn gorilla.
And how would you train Mayweather in his camp?
Endurance.
Okay.
We just want to make sure we're fit enough to last through the strength.
Yeah.
Give him the strength. He can have that. Floyd's never outpowered, guys. One guy, we go for fitness. One guy, we go for raw strength, explosiveness.
Is there something more standardized you think about boxing?
Oh, without a doubt. How do you make a standard to a sport where I can choke you out? Like, think about how simple that. Like, that's the simple. Like, how'd you win? Oh, I choked him out. Like, oh, that okay. You know, boxing, it's they stopped the fight.
Yeah.
I knocked him out, or he quit. That's it.
Yeah.
I can choke you out. I can knock you out with my hands. I can knock you out with my elbow,
yeah.
with my feet.
Yeah.
Everything is almost always a weapon
yep.
on your back, standing up. So I definitely think that MMA is a much better base when you're talking about cross-training an athlete. It'd be easier for an MMA guy to go and box
yeah.
than for a boxer to try to go and do MMA.
Yeah, and I think that's been a big question, too,
for people. Anybody asking that question, check your sources. Like, what are you thinking here?
Well, let's talk more generally. We've seen football players go to the track. We've seen, you know, sprinters go to the football field.
Justin Gatlin tried it.
You know. So what has to happen in your head, in your workout, in your daily routine for you to make those types of transitions?
Acceptance. back to the sports psychology, man. It takes a moment of realization from that athlete when they realize this is what I'm going to do. If an athlete never has that acceptance, life is hell. Can I say hell?
Yeah, sure.
Life
yeah.
is hell.
Yeah.
This is why. If you're a journalist, which you are, mm-hmm. and you go home tonight and you ate 6 hot dogs, if you play Call of Duty for 19 hours or whatever, obviously you're not going to be prepared as far as you might be behind on a story. Mm-hmm. You might not have information, but your job can be turned off.
Mm-hmm.
When your livelihood is your body, you can't turn it off. You playing Call of Duty or doing anything is affecting your training. If you want to go to the mall for an extra 2 hours at this level, going to the mall and doing some extra shopping when you're on your legs for 2 hours, that messes up rest cycles. And that messes up training. So every single thing, rest, what they put into their body, 24 hours a day, you're that athlete. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can compete with a McGregor, with a Gatlin, with a Mayweather, with a Bolt, with anybody at that level. There's no way you compete without accepting this is who I am. This is what I have to do mentally. You need to know I'm an athlete. No, I don't get to go to that party. No, I don't get to go hang around and do nothing. No, I don't get to eat that. If you don't accept that, you'll be decent at best. Mm-hmm. They'll forget your name when your bones turn to dust.
All right. And what about compatibility then? I mean, between sports, and like we said, we talk about Gatlin, you know, going between football and track and field.
Right.
It seems like the transition wouldn't be that difficult.
And then
mixed martial arts in the boxing, of course.
Gatlin, his problem was he couldn't turn.
Yeah.
Like, he's fast. He's a big body. You know, he's an athlete. Yeah. But can you run a route? But compatibility.
Sure.
I'll say this right now. Dancers and gymnasts, in my opinion, it's a humble opinion, of course, have the best base. Mm-hmm. Because to be a great athlete, it takes a certain level of body control,
mm-hmm.
core strength, hips. There's the basis. I don't care if you're hitting a golf ball, if you're throwing a punch, hips. Dancers and gymnasts are the most compatible base athlete, I think, with any other sport. Obviously, they're going to have to learn a lot more techniques when they cross over to other sports, but just having the physical body preparation, dancer, gymnast. You're looking at track and field, I say, is the best base for all other athletic sports that aren't combat related, because speed kills. You can't replace that. You can't teach it.